Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to first say thank you. We want to thank and praise your name for life, health, and strength, Lord God. We want to thank you for just allowing us to come to your throne of grace, oh Father God. We decree and declare on this morning great blessings, oh Father God. We decree and declare blessings upon our families, oh Father God. We decree and declare infinite abundance to come unto us, oh dear God. We decree and declare life and have it more abundantly as well, Lord God. We decree and declare blessings among the sick and afflicted, Lord God, for you said by your stripes we are healed. We decree and declare that we will continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We decree and declare that you will anoint each and every family that is represented here on the line, Father God, in the forefront as well as the background. We decree and declare those that's walking in the street that are homeless on tonight, oh Father God, that you will give them shelter, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bless the minds of the afflicted, that if they are sick in their minds, oh dear God, that they will have clarity, that they will find clarity, that they will find peacefulness in this season, Lord God. We decree and declare great blessings upon the leadership of this country, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless the fivefold ministry, that we will be one accord, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to give us right relationships, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will bring us the right people that's supposed to be around us, oh dear God. We decree and declare debt cancellation. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to uplift us, oh dear God, to keep us to operate in unconditional love. We decree and declare that we will be fearless, oh dear God, that you will give us opulence, that we can walk in greatness, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will stay continuously in your word. We decree and declare transformation of our minds on a continuous basis. We decree and declare that you will give us strength where we need strength, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bless marriages, that you will keep them together, that they will be able to have mastery in their communication. We decree and declare that you will just stop the abuse that's going on in any marriage or any relationships, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings and a hedge of protection around our children as they come to and fro, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will just bless each and every area in our communities, oh dear God, that we will be on one accord. We decree and declare those that are in leadership that they will be on one accord with your will, oh dear God. We decree and declare that they will operate on the universal principles that you have set before the land, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will continue to follow your blueprint, the Bible, oh Father God, that we will stay true to, oh dear God, that we will stand on a sure foundation, that it will not fall weak. We decree and declare that you will continue to hold us up where we're weak. We decree and declare that you will give us more of what we need, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will continue to be the light of the earth, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will do things in a more excellent way to please you, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will operate in obedience unto your will. And prophets, let's open up the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Lord, you are mighty to save, and you are the hope of all nations, God. We thank you, Father God, for your presence this evening, God, and we thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Father God. We welcome your presence, Father God, and we welcome you, Father God, to come into the midst, Father God, as your people begin to seek your face and begin to pray, Father God, for your guidance and for your wisdom and for your knowledge and for your understanding. Father, we lift up our government this evening, God, and we pray, Father God, for the President of the United States, Father. We pray, Father God, that you give him wisdom, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will encamp your angels all around him, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around him, God. Give him the wisdom and give him the mentors, Father God, and the advisors, Father God, that will seek your face, God, and that will seek your wisdom and that will seek a word from the Lord, God. We pray, Father God, that you will position, Father God, your prophets, Father God, and put them in position to speak a word, Father God, in due season, to speak a word of life and to speak a word, Father God, of wisdom and speak a word, Father God, that will bring this country, Father God, into a place of peace, Father God. Father God, we pray for the political unrest, Father God. We pray, Father God, for those that are around him, Father God. We pray, God, that you will send help from the sanctuary to the White House, Father God, and to every government agency in this state, Father God, and in this country, Father. Now we pray, Father God, for the church as a whole, God. We pray for unity, God. We pray, Father God, that the church will come together, Father God, under one Lord, one Spirit, Father God, one mind. We pray, Father God, that the consciousness of God, that we will seek more of you, God. We will seek your consciousness. We will seek, Father God, a Christ consciousness, God, and that in him we live, in him we move, and have all your being, God. We thank you, Father God, for the greater works, and we thank you for the latter day ministry. We thank you for the exploits, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance. We thank you that you're setting the captive free, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've come to give us a word, God, a word, Father God, that will set things in order, God, a word, Father God, that will open up the heavens, God, and begin to position your people in the right places and at the right time, God. We thank you, Father God, for the prophetic order here, God. We thank you for the revival that is coming, God. We thank you, Father God, for the breakthroughs, Father God, and the testimonies that will come, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're repositioning your people, God, in new territories, and you're strengthening them, God, to take, Father God. You said the kingdom of God, of God suffering violence, and the violent get violent and take it by force, God. We thank you that the kingdom of God has come, God, in us, in the earth, Father God. And we thank you that we are standing up and we're taking our rightful position, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you equip us according to Ephesians 6, Father God, that we take the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, God, and we begin to decree and declare your word, God, and that we watch the manifestation of your word come to pass, God. We pray for the manifold wisdom of God. We pray, Father God, for the angels that have charge over us, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us the word to command the work of your hands. God, we command the work of your hands this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit through your people, God. We thank you that you're moving by your spirit, Father God, in this revival, God. We thank you that you're moving by your spirit and you're setting things in order in the house, God, in the church, God, in your people, God, across the country and around the world, God. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom of God. We thank you for the understanding, Father God, that we understand the times that we're in, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into new days and to a new territory, God, into new insight, God, and into new knowledge, God. We thank you, Father God, for miracles, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're taking our place, God, and we're understanding our position of who we are. We thank you, Father God, that I am lives in each and one of us, God. We thank you, Father God, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, God. Now we thank you, Father God. We ask that you bless our children. We lift up our children today, God. We ask, Father God, that you put them in the right places, at the right people, the right position. Father God, we thank you that our children are trees of righteousness, Father God, and they are righteous because we are righteous, God. We thank you that we are the seed of Abraham, God. We thank you that we're blessed coming in, blessed coming out, God. We thank you, Father God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Father, we thank you right now that you strengthen us, God, that you give us the ability to, God, to do the exploits in the earth, God. We thank you, Father God, that the great I am lives in us, God, and that when people look upon us and look upon those in the church, God, in the house, Father God, household of faith, that they will see the Lamb of God. We thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of God. We thank you, Father God, that you're working even behind the scenes right now, God, and we thank you that you're making provision. And we thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, the God, the banner over this country, over this ministry, over our lives, God. We thank you for the blood, Father God, the blood of the Lamb, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you come, Father God, to deliver, God. And we thank you, according to Isaiah 61, God, that you set the captive free. And Father God, that you're dealing with social issues, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're dealing, Father God, with things in this country, Father God, the social issues. You're dealing, Father God, setting things in order, making the crooked places straight, God. Now we thank you, Father God. We call you Jehovah God. We call you God, Almighty God. We thank you, Father God. We call you Elion God. We thank you, Father God, for the many faces of God. We thank you, Father God, for Elion God. We thank you for Nisi God and Andaniah God. Lord, we call upon you this evening, God, because your people need you, God. Your people are waiting on you, God. Your people, Father God, are calling on you, Father God, for the breakthrough, God. We thank you for the harvest that's coming and the breakthrough that is now, God. We thank you that things are being put in order, and God, the breakthrough is here. And we need it, Boshata, and we call it done, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for a new day, even on today, Father God. We thank you for this fire revival that has already begun in each and every one of your people, even now, Father God. We thank you for your anointing, even now, Father God. We thank you for our children and our elders, even now, Father God. Touch their minds and their spirits, Father God. Realign us, Father God. Allow us to walk in your order, Father God. Father God, thank you for your protection even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your healing even now. Father, we thank you, Father God, cover our homes even now, Father God. Touch us from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet even now, Father God. Father, thank you for thy rod and thy staff that comforts us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your protective angels even now. Thank you for being a comforter to those that need comforting even now, Father God. Father God, those that have challenges with sleeping, insomnia, Father God, let them rest even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to have innovative ideas and move in your boldness even now, Father God, in this earth, Father God. Father God, let your will be done in our lives, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your covering even now. We thank you for our parents and our families and our loved ones, Father God. Touch those that need your touch even now, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to be open so that we can hear your voice clearly even now, Father God. Father God, touch our minds and our spirits even now, Father God. Refresh us and make us anew, Father God. Forgive us for anything that's contrary to your will even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for forgiving us, Father God. Thank you for forgiveness, Father God. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for lifting us up each and every day, Father God. Thank you for the breath in our bodies even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. And thank you for right connections, right partnership, and life. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Regina.
Father God, thank you, Lord God, for being a lamp unto our feet, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word in Psalms 119, 105 to 106, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. Thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp giving me specific truths and a light, providing general truths. Both enable me to know more clearly the path you want me to walk. Lord God, I want to thank you for giving us the path to walk clearly, oh dear God, that it was brightly lit, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just continuing to bless us and uplift us when we're down, oh dear God, and blessing our bodies when we're weak and making us strong, Lord God. We thank you for the healing that you have granted over our bodies, oh dear God. I thank you for my personal healing, Lord God, because by your stripes we are healed, and we affirm and decree healing over the land. Anyone that's standing in the gap, oh dear God, we stand in the gap for them on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for just continuing to bless this nation, Lord God. We continue to bless the leadership. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that they will continue to globalize the prophetic. Give them the strength that they need, oh dear God, to continue the path that you have given them, continue the assignment that you have put them on, oh dear God. And Lord God, make our assignment clear so that we will follow it clearly, oh dear God, and that we will make you proud, oh dear God, and that we will continue to be obedient unto your will, that we will continue to operate in obedience, oh Father God. We thank you and we glorify you in this season, Lord God, that you will continue to uplift us, oh dear God, that the book of the law shall not depart from our mouths, oh dear God, but we shall meditate day and night, oh dear God, and believe and obey it so that we will keep it in front of us at all times. We want to thank you, oh dear God, for good success that you have continued to give us, the right relationships, the right people in our lives that's going to catapult us to our next level of greatness, oh dear God. We thank you for being the kings and queens in the earth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just using us to do your glory, to do your will, to be obedient to your word, Lord God. We thank you for opening up new doors, oh dear God. We thank you for breaking the chains of poverty of our mindset. We thank you for the transformation, the authenticity, oh dear God, the principles, integrity, and ethics to walk in your greatness, oh dear God. We thank you for just continue to bless our families, to keep us together, to bind us with that tie that will keep us rightly connected, oh dear God, with one another. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to show unconditional love to our neighbors, to our friends, and to our foes, oh dear God, even to the strangers, oh dear God, that we will be our brothers and sisters' keeper, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just keeping us at your throne of grace when we don't know which way to turn, Lord God. We thank you for the strength that you will continue to elevate us in your greatness, that you will continue to give us the power to walk in your strength, oh dear God. Not our strength, Lord God, but your strength. That you will continue to allow us to leave a legacy for our children's children, oh dear God, that we will walk in the precepts that you have given us, Lord God, that you will continue to allow us to be powerful in your name, O Ishtel Elabokosha. Lord, we want to thank you for those that are standing in prayer. We want to thank you for the healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dorsey, Minister Bostic, oh dear God, Alicia Cooper, those that are standing in the gap, oh dear God, that are in need of your healing power, Father God. We bless them right now in in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask a special blessing for Pastor Mascarene Cohen that's standing, that's always on your wall, oh Father God. We want to thank you for her absence, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just having Prophetess Barbara Tucker as you grant her traveling mercies, oh dear God, as she traveled to and fro. We want to thank you for all the prophets that are not here that's constantly on your wall, oh dear God, that you will bless them and anoint them afresh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, hallelujah, God. We make a joyful noise unto thee, O God, and we serve you with gladness, O God. And we come before your presence with singing, O God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastors. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endure to all generation. Oh, God, we thank and praise your holy and mindful name, oh, God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the revival that we're having and the visitors, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving them traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them, oh, God, as they travel by air, land, or sea. And we thank you, God, for keeping them safe wherever they may be. And we thank you, God, for protecting all of us, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to body or soul. We thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your love, oh God, and your presence, oh God. And we thank you, God, for bringing us home safe and sound, God. We thank you, God, of these things, oh God. And mighty God, we thank you, God, for teaching us how to walk and how to talk, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for debt cancellation, dear Lord. Oh, we thank you, God, for your love, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail, oh God. Oh God, we even thank you for this midnight cry, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping us in our right minds, dear Lord. Oh God, oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, God. We thank you, God, for Master Prophet, oh God, and we thank you, God, for the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God, and we thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world and all your churches, oh God, and we thank you, God, for giving them directions in their life and in the life of your people, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, oh God. We thank you, God, for a relationship healing, God, and we thank you, God, for continuing to have that strong love amongst your married people, your marriage, God. We thank you, God, for keeping them holy and deathless, oh God. And we thank you, God, that they may regard their home to your sacred sanctuary, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for bringing hope amongst all the communities affected by the storms and devastations, oh God. We thank you, God, for granting safety to the men, the women, and the children, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for granting them unshakable peace, oh God. We thank you, God, for that, oh Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for putting us on guard against our human weaknesses, God. And God, we thank you, God, for being the author and the finisher, dear Lord. We thank you because truly we adore you, oh God, as our author, oh God, and our first Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for enlightening our understanding to inflame you. And purify our body, oh God. We thank you, God, for that, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for insight, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for protection, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, because you are bigger than this universe, and you are bigger than anything life can bring us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us forgiveness, God. We thank you, God, for favor all around us, Lord. And we thank you, God, for protection and healing in our communities, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for healing all your people and your healing powers, God. You know the ones that are in the need of healing, God. Thank you, God, for healing them this day right here, right now, God. We thank you, God, for healing them from the top of their crown to to the bottom of the soles of their feet, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for also letting your leaders continue to establish your plan and proclaiming your name through all the earth, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for making us an overcomer, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our mission and our purpose, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the doors, oh God, of opportunity, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, for increase, oh God, in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, God, for letting us decrease as you increase, oh God, in our lives as well, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that all things come from you and nothing comes from ourselves, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful country in which we are privileged to live, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe from strife and helping us to live together in unity, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for keeping us free from jealousy of race and class, oh God. And we thank you, God, for enriching our community in which we live because we walk close to you, oh God. And we thank you, God, for prosperity, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, dear Lord, for filling our hearts with your goodness, oh God. And we thank you, Almighty God, that we pray our blessings upon, that you continue to bless upon the schools, God, the college, God, all institutions of learning, God, help the children, God. Thank you, God, for lifting them up. Thank you, God, for giving them wisdom and knowledge and understanding as they are in school, God. Thank you, God, for letting them easy to catch on, dear Lord. And thank you, God, that they know who you are, God. Thank you, God, for letting the children walk in their purpose, God, and understanding, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for the truth and joy comes to all that seek you first, dear Lord. And thank you, God, that we find rest, God, in you, God. And God, thank you so much because you never leave us, oh God, or forsake us, dear Lord. And God, thank you, God, for guiding us into your truth, oh God. We thank you, God. And thank you, God, for all things, God. Thank you, God, for giving us an open mind, dear Lord. And God, thank you, Lord, for your light of your presence shine through us and influence others, oh God. We thank you, God, for that, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for all truth and mercy dwell richly in our hearts, God. We thank you, God, for this season of preparation, God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for joy, love, and divine connection, Jesus. We thank you, God, because you are our strength, oh God. And most of all, we thank you, Lord, for cleansing our minds of unselfishness, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for helping us to be responsive to your will, God, not our will, but your will, Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us strength to overcome the temptations of life. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us patience and kindness, God. And we thank you, Lord, for letting it be your way in our lives, oh God, and not our way, oh God. Thank you, God, for all that you have done, God. And thank you, God, for teaching us that your word, that is your word, that whatsoever things are true and honest, pure, lovely, and of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, then we should think on these things, O God, because excellency and knowledge, God, is the wisdom that we giveth life to, O God, that for all those that seeketh you, O God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for freedom, and we thank you, God, for tearing walls down, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for money-making ideas, Jesus. We thank you, God, for giving us compassion, Jesus. We thank you, God, for creative ideas, and we thank you, Lord, for the season of the turnaround, O God. And God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that you give power to the faint. And to him that have no might, you increase strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And we thank you, Lord God, for rebuking the spirit of the faint-hearted. We thank you for undergirding us and being the wind beneath our wings. We thank you, Lord, for a refreshing and a restoration and repair. We thank you, Lord, for a building up where there's tearing down. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of infirmity was rebuked in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we bless you for our Archbishop, our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord God, the prophets in the prophetic order, our pastors, Lord God, our leaders, Lord God, everyone on this call, we speak blessing, we speak strength, we speak healing, we speak deliverance, we speak holy living, we speak sanctification, we speak purity and a refinement, Lord God, by your grace and by your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. Thank you for each of you being on the call on this morning. Amen. We just speak blessings to every household that is represented on this call, every family. Amen. We just love you with the love of Jesus. And if this call, if this prayer call is a blessing to your life, amen, tell somebody. If it's a blessing to your life, sow a seed of thanksgiving. Let Archbishop know, amen, that you are grateful for this open door, for this opportunity, amen. Sow a seed of any amount, seed of gratitude, amen, so we can defray costs, defray expenses, amen, for keeping this call open, amen and amen. Thank you all, amen, and we will, we look forward to the break out of the revival starting tomorrow morning, amen, with Prophet Daniel Amatang, Master Prophet Prempe, amen. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be powerful, amen. And if you have not sown your first fruit seed, amen, of 2018, so you can get, amen, a one-on-one with the prophet, you are going to miss out on an opportunity of a lifetime. Amen. Get your seed in the ground so you can get scheduled, amen, to have an appointment with the prophet. Amen. And Prophetess Bethany, what are those dates again for the revival? She must have dropped off the line. Amen. But it's between now and Tuesday, I believe it is the revival, and you don't want to miss out on these services. If you are in the New York tri-state areas, make your way to the Eagles House. Amen. Also, Monday through Saturday, we have the teachings by Archbishop. Amen. The book of the month club is on the move, and Bishop is teaching out of his book, amen, A Woman Called Adam. Amen. Monday through Friday, we have the Pop Life Radio, amen, headed by a host of prophets, Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Jessica, and many others who are leading those calls. Man Cave Monday, Theocracy Thursday, Wisdom Wednesday. You don't want to miss out on these teachings. And then 8 p.m. with Prophet Joshua. Amen. But with the revival, schedules are subject to change, and you want to stay tuned for those updates. Amen and amen. And we want to, again, invite you to the Midnight Cry. Amen. Go ahead and submit your prayer request at www.pastorprophetessdeborahjordan.com submit your prayer requests there, amen, that we may cover you in prayer. Tell somebody, post the number on your Facebook page, on your Instagram page, amen. Text a friend, the 515-604-9266. Let them know that the prophets are praying. God bless you is our prayer. Yes.
Okay, the Prophetic Harvest Revival will start Sunday, November 12th at 10:45 a.m. and then at 4 p.m. with Prophet Prempe, and Monday, November 13th at 12 noon with Prophet Daniel, and at 7 p.m. Prophet Prempe again, and then Tuesday, the close, the 14th at 12 noon to 7 p.m. again also. Two services on Monday and Tuesday.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Regina, for those updates, amen, and the confirmation of those dates and times. I tell you, I wish I was on the East Coast this week, amen, because I know this is going to be absolutely amazing. But I got my 2018 in the ground. I have my appointment, amen, that will be scheduled to meet with the prophet. So I don't know about any of you, but I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity. So I challenge you to get your first fruit seed in the ground for 2018. Amen. So you can end the year with a bang and enter 2018 with an explosive anointing. Amen. Thank you all. God bless you and good night.